welcome to Open Minded Convos with your boy Omatic. And wow, has been a long minute since I've done an audio podcast. Strictly audio, by the way. There is no video podcast just yet. And I'll get more into that a little later because I did used to have video and audio for this podcast about a little over a year or a year ago. But a lot has changed, and you know, it's been a minute, a long minute, but I miss this. I miss, talking and chatting, being very open, of course, open-minded convos. I know there's going to be a lot of new listeners. So hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And my name is Sergio Santa Maria. I go by Omatic. Recently, I made my business, Omatic Made It, where I create content, video content, podcasting, photography, pretty much all forms of content I produce in this business that I created. So yeah, man, it's wow. Just doing strictly audio. I feel like this is my comfort zone now. Like, this is where I belong. I missed it. I dreamt about doing this again. It's been a journey. It's been great. I can't complain. It's been a blessing. Billions ups and downs, smiles and frowns. But yeah, I don't even know where to start, honestly. You know, it was not too long ago. I feel like, well, it's 2022. It was like maybe October of last year, where I went ahead and did a story on my Instagram, and I asked a bunch of questions, pretty much what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to get to know about Omatic, because now that I'm producing more content, I have a, you know, more of a, I wouldn't say like a fan base, but like viewers and listeners. I want to go ahead and introduce pretty much more content for myself. You know, I feel like I market and continuously do so much for others, for other creators, other businesses, that I let myself kind of burn down or burn out, honestly. Like, there's no noise on my end. I don't put any stories. I don't put any nothing, no feed, no nothing on my Instagram. And something happened where just the switch flipped on, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come back full force. And, you know, I want to bring some YouTube content. I want to bring my podcast back, just audio. Let's bring back just specific content for Spotify, specific content for YouTube, Instagram, Instagram stories. I might go to TikTok. Who knows? You know, I'm just trying to hit all avenues of media and just produce something that's beneficial for, you know, up and coming videographers, creators, and just business entrepreneur mindsets. I know it's the future now. I feel like the pandemic really changed up a lot of what the world used to be. Of course, in every corner of the world it changed, but specifically when it came to, you know, marketing, media, and just businesses, everything changed. You know, which is, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I see a lot of people very ambitious and driven to create and become the biggest thing out there, you know, and I love that. I love that drive. I love that energy, because that's where I was. You know, I feel like that's where my energy was 150, 200% when I first came out with Omatic. And I, you know, I went ahead and quit my job next day, you know, full-time videographer, pretty much just a spoken word videographer. I wasn't on paper legitimate. By the way, just randomly throwing it in there, I legitimately became a self, what's that word I'm looking for? Sole proprietor. You know, I'm legitimate now, on paper, on taxes, I'm legit. So pat on the back for myself. It feels weird to celebrate myself sometimes. So I'm trying to voice that more. It's like, dude, that's sick. But yeah, man, you know, I'm legit now. But I've been doing this for a little over 3 years, going on to four, I believe. I lose count always. I'm horrible with memory. My girlfriend could tell you that all day. But yeah, I feel like my energy in the beginning compared to now has changed dramatically. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to voice now, is just being real with myself. Finally taking a lot of the advice that I would be pretty much giving, or practice what you preach type of mindset, I always give advice. I always, know the right things to say type of, person, but I'm telling myself that now, and I'm voicing it out loud now, is I never take my own advice. I never practice what I preach, for the most part, as in, mental health and stability, do this, do that to better yourself. Of course I do a lot of things, on a daily basis that sometimes now it just became so repetitive and it's part of who I am now that I don't even sense that, this is helping my, mental health, or it's helping my, motivation or my inspiration, however it might be, all those Asian words, I lost a lot of that energy, and, I was able to tell myself that. I had this like weird epiphany night. And it's funny because I talked to this to first person I told was my girlfriend. We woke up and I just spewed all this information to her. Just a big realization. And I found myself doing things that weren't bettering my mental health, that weren't bettering myself in general, 100%. And of course, that's what this podcast is about. It's open-minded convos, being extremely open, and letting you guys know 100% the mindset and journey that I have as a creator. Because let it be a podcast for creators to listen to get inspiration, videographers, business owners, entrepreneurs, or just in general, somebody that's going through something that might want to be like, yo, like this guy's going through the same thing, or no way, like I wouldn't have expected this. And for him to voice it, makes me feel better or makes me want to take that step. So that's what this podcast is. Overall, just me being 100% real as best as I can, at least voice what I want to voice to you guys. And, what's crazy is, for the most part, I tend to voice things, and sometimes I just go spewing out, information. I'm talking, and then by the end of the podcast, I came to like my own answer and my own realization to things, and I miss that. And I think that's why it's a big, it's a big deal for me to come back. I needed to do this again for myself, aside from, bringing more content to all of you and making, myself more available and give you guys something that's beneficial. It's just it's very beneficial for myself. So yeah, I'm glad to be back. But yeah, back to what I was saying with my just energy, my motivation. It's not at where it used to be. And I was able to tell myself that. I was able to be like, you know what, I'm not as inspired, as motivated as I used to be. Where should I start? Like, where can I go to change this? And of course, this wasn't like a, such a spiritual epiphany, and it was beautiful with the stars. Like, no, this was a spiral. And I don't, think that's a big deal. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing for me to say that out loud. We all go through that. We all go through our negatives and our positives. And when I went through my negatives so bad, I feel like for myself, I feel like most won't see it as a big deal, but I just had a rough night. Most people would, just kind of laugh it off or be like, yeah, man, like we have those, we have those rough nights, whatever. But I pretty much had a big breakdown. And I guess what was, again, positive that came out of it is just his mindset, that everything switched, everything changed. My direction got back in place, I felt like. My heart went back in its place. And it's, again, I'm a very, and I feel like that's just the type of person I am. Like, I'm not talking down as to the way I am at all as a person, but I am a very gung-ho. And in that second, I want everything to be done. I could say I'm very impatient. I grew patience because of Omatic, the business. Omatic made it. I grew patience. I grew understanding because of the business. But before that, I was very impatient. If I would want something, I would have to do it then and there. But of course, you know, a lot of that is still in me. That's the person I am. So I guess a benefit from that is, I said, I want to change. I changed, like my mindset changed. Everything changed at once. I just want to take the leap. There is no taking baby steps when it comes to change, big change that you want. You know, to some it's different. You know, people take their time in their own ways. And I felt like I needed to take my time full blast. And that's how I am. I'm a very intense person when it comes to actions or emotions. I'm very passionate. So that tends to spew out like that. You know, when it comes positive, of course, it's a, you know, I tend to make, you know, like very good decisions. But then sometimes when it's negative, I tend to burn and crash. I feel like mentally, of course, like these mental decisions, I'm, you know, my anxiety's at another level right now, which I, again, I feel like because of the business and because of the people that are in my life now, especially my girlfriend, she really helped the direction of where my energy goes and how to take it and not take it so much as a blow, you know, to the stomach and just lay there. Like, I really directed my energy now, or I'm really directing my energy now. I just know how to take that negative and be like, okay, I know where to go. And again, this is just experience in life in general. I went ahead and, you know, got myself out of depression multiple times. It's something that's in my blood, in my family, I'm pretty sure. But I've dealt with depression, anxiety, panic attacks. And that's my mental instability. My whole life. And I've dealt with weight gain, weight loss, pretty much body dysmorphia, my whole life. And, you know, again, it's just me being 100% with you guys, aside from being 100% with myself, being able to say all this out loud is reassurance, and it makes me feel good to be able to take responsibility in a lot of actions that I'm doing. So, you know, this, you know, I tend to stay quiet when there's a lot of things I do not like or I do not want, or if I'm afraid of change type of deal, because I'm usually afraid of change. And I think that's just fine, you know, to say that you're afraid of something. Right now, like again, like saying all of this, why? Because I tend not to show it. I tend not to be that. I tend to show that I'm okay, that everything's fine. I'm okay with a lot of things that are happening around me, and like that's a negative. And I'm glad that now I'm voicing myself more about what I like and what I don't like in general with life and just events and my personal life. But I want to be more verbal about it. And aside from that, I'm just taking action. And I've noticed that with, aside from the business, is again, personal life and people that I tend to call friends or have close, before I used to kind of beat around the bush or, you know, be like, yeah, sure, I like this person because everybody likes this person type of energy. And I put my foot down when it came to that. I can read people really well. And if I don't like somebody right off the bat, that's a red flag. I tend to like everybody. Like everybody has, you know, I tend to see the good in people always. But if I don't like somebody or if I don't feel comfortable or, you know, there's just something off, I don't want to continue putting myself in that situation or in that circle. And I'm glad I kind of put that in the front of, you know, my eyes and the forefront of my life and my decision-making, because at the end of the day, you will succeed with the circle you're in. And it doesn't always have to be so entrepreneurial and be like the circle you're in is going to push you forward with business, aside from business, as a person. So do you want to be, you know, this type of person? Do you want to be that type of person? You know, like positive, negative, influential, motivational, or negative and annoying. And, you know, like there's little bits and pieces everywhere, and you're never going to make the right decision always, but you know, you can chip at your life, man. Like you don't always have to be like, oh, this is the end. This is it. Like, this is what I'm dealt with. My card's dealt with right here. This is the end. Like, not at all. Life and yourself will change consistently. And the person I am now, I am not 100% happy with. And I'm, you know, I'm very proud to say that, because so many people can't be okay with saying that, or they're too, again, like, I feel like men have to put up this forefront and, you know, say, no, I'm a man. This is how I feel. This is, you know, this is what I'm going through. I am 100% with myself. Like, I'm making everybody proud. Like, no, if you're not, what if you're not a great person? What if you're not making everybody proud? You're making one person proud, that one person you want to make proud. But other than that, you're just a bad person, or you're a negative, or, you know, like, I am not here to please everybody in my life that passes by me at all. I'm here to please myself, the people in my circle, and the people that, you know, of course, the people I care about the most, the people that I love. And just at the end of the day, be a decent human being. And that's my end goal as a human, is just to be decent, you know, and have some great jokes. You know, I feel like that's all I want always, is just to be that funny, you know, type of guy, man. I love humor. I love being funny. I love laughing. I love smiling. And that's something that I haven't felt in myself in, I want to say, a long time. I find those, like, explosions of happiness, but of course that's life. You know, you find explosions of one thing and then you have the downs of another thing. And I'm glad, again, to just be voicing this out loud, is I haven't been 100% myself and happy with myself. But, you know, when it comes to just the business, like, this is all I do. This is all I do. It's just Allmatic. And that being my main income, like, this is it. There's no other income just yet. Of course, I want to change that. And there's a lot of directions that, you know, I'm voicing to my girlfriend. And, you know, she's Miss Allmatic. Like, she is literally the backbone. Like at first it was like kind of like a little joke. Like, we're picking out. It's like, oh, I got to talk to my manager. You know, I would talk to clients about that. But honestly, she is a big part, if not the biggest part, of Allmatic. Without her support, without her love and affection and just all of the above, there would be no more Allmatic. I would have given up. There would have been nothing left, to be brutally honest. But it was her own drive in seeing what I had to offer. And she pushed that out of me. And I, you know, I owe her everything. And I think that's another, because of course, every business and every goal and setup that you need to achieve, you need a why. So what is your why? Of course, this is very real estate, you know, I don't know. Just talking, you know, flashbacks of the old podcast. I used to be very verbal about how real estate and me and real estate people never got along. We just do not get along. There's real estate agents, I know we're cool or whatever, but I hate that world for the most part. It's funny because at the end of the day, I'm not a big person with salesmen. I just can't do, like, car salesmen. I can't do it. We do not get along. We bump heads. But I think it's just the type of people that sell. It's not the actual position. So I had to put that in my forefront too and not be so, like, such a butthead about it, because I feel like I'm very like, nope, this is a bad experience. So nah, you know, and I changed a lot of that. What is your why? Yeah. What is your why? I think that was like their saying, with at least a certain real estate group I used to, really be working with a lot. And, it was like, oh, like my family and, to get a house or whatever, or some, you know, build a family, you know, to have kids soon and make them stable, you know, in their life, in their environment. So, you know, she became my why very quickly, you know, pretty much the second I met her. I wanted to change a lot of my life around for her. I don't care about any obstacle. I feel like we can get through it. And I think that's what's amazing. And, you know, a lot of our San Diego friends and people that we interact with here in San Diego, they call us like a power couple. And I can see it. At first, I never really saw it. I wouldn't say like power couple. I think it just comes so naturally to the both of us, the way we work and the way we think and the way we just take action, that we're like, yeah, no, this is just very comfortable for us. So I guess that's a super win, because it's so comfortable that it's like second nature for us to be able to achieve to the level that we're achieving. And I think that's a beautiful thing, you know. It's very legit. And I'm very proud of that, honestly, of our achievements and our growth. But yeah, there's a lot of that I had to put in my forefront and just be like, dude, you got to stop overthinking, being so anxious. You can't just say stop and it stops, you know, but I'm finally bringing it to light. Like, these are things you have to change. Like, this is what you have to change for Omatic, for the business, for your girlfriend, for the future. Like, you have to change a lot of these things to better yourself, and that will bring out a better you. And at the end of the day, that will make everything just come out smoother in every corner of the world, in your world, you know? So yeah, finally taking action. It feels amazing. But did it help 150%? Of course not. Like, I have not slept comfortably in months. I would say pretty much once it starts getting slow. So like November, November of last year, of course, work just slows down. It slows down during the holidays. November, December, and January are dead months for me. So in that small amount of time, I crashed and my mindset just, it's fried. So all inspiration, all motivation is out the window, which is kind of dumb, because at this time you should be, you know, plotting, you know, what's the next move? What should I do? What's the next step, you know, for the business? What's the next step for myself as a person? You know, because I myself love growth. I love growth. I want to find out the next best thing for my future, for myself. Like, I love seeing that. But it's funny, I'm always taking leaps, I'm always taking steps, I'm always going forward, and I'm still about that, don't get me wrong. I feel like people that consistently bring up or talk about the past, like the good old days, I get it, you know. I think that's one of the biggest things in sales, especially right now, is nostalgia. And it feels good. Nostalgia is, I don't even know, like, you can say there is a hormone that comes out from that, from just reminiscing. And, you know, I get it. I do that a lot too. You know, there's days where I think about my childhood, or I think about stuff like that. But again, like, that's not consistent. Like, I don't have to consistently be bringing up, you know, like, I did not peak in high school. Like, you know, no offense, but I feel like there's a lot of people that peaked in high school or peaked in college, and that's it. I have not hit a peak. I feel like I am forever going to be growing to the best of myself that I'm ever going to be. And every day I feel better and better of who I am. And even though, like, I have a lot of negatives, like that I feel like I want to change. Like, I don't like being consistently negative in my mindset, or overthinking, or thinking just like the complete opposite, you know. Having this type of mindset is not a positive for me, but it is what it is. Like, I have this in me. Like, I have to shake it off. I will change, and the outcome will be better. But, you know, again, like, all of this that's happening, I was like, okay, stop talking for a minute. Stop yelling at yourself. Stop, you know, thinking about the little, like, nooks and crannies. I guess I can say that. And I took a step back. For the first time in a long time, I took a step back. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and look at myself, you know, like I would tell people. Again, it's like, it's that, given that, that advice, and finally taking my own advice, where I was like, okay, take a step back, look at the whole picture, and look at the little spots that are missing. Because sometimes it's just the little spots that are missing that are going to impact you the most. So I took a step back and I looked at myself and I was like, okay, I don't have anything that I'm detaching. Like, I'm not detaching from work. I'm consistently on, always. There's no left or right field, like, nothing. There's no leg room. And even when, like, you know, we would go out, me and my girlfriend would go out or, you know, go have something, like, to, you know, we go to a brewery or we go to eat or we go have some friend time or family time, I'm always doing some type of work or I'm always thinking about work. And, you know, I'm not going to voice that to her. I'm thinking about work, but I'm thinking about work. And of course, a business owner, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be thinking about it. It's not a negative per se, but either way, I don't think it's healthy. And I remember talking to a buddy of mine who owns a couple of businesses, and he's like, you have to disconnect. When you clock out, you have to clock out your mind. You have to clock out the business. You have to clock out. And I've always had that in my mind, and I'm always thinking about that, you know, that specific conversation, and be like, okay, that's going to benefit a lot of my, you know, mental health instabilities right now, and I should do that. And then for some reason, I just kind of overlooked it. I just stopped doing that. And it really helped at first. So it's like, now I have to come back and be like, okay, dude, take that advice that you were working with for a while. I don't know why I let go of it, and do it again. And I feel like that's what I'm doing with everything. It's like, dude, why did you stop this? Do it again. Why did I stop eating so clean and hitting the gym 100%? Do it again. So now me and my girlfriend are hitting the gym and killing it, eating good and killing it. Where I'm, you know, doing that where it's like, I clock out, I clock out. We went to go visit her family up in the Bay Area, which, you know, we're looking into. It's going to happen sooner than later. O-Matic made it in the Bay. That's right. Surprise. But either way, it's like, I'm going to be all over the place. So it's not even like an announcement. It's like, it's going to happen. I'm going to be all over California, all over the U.S. in the future, hopefully. That's a goal that I want to set for the whole U.S. But it for sure assured all of California is going to be taken over. And yeah, I want to look into New York because I love New York and Florida, stuff like that, big spots. Let's make O-Matic make it all over the place. But back to what I was saying is, we went to go visit her family in the Bay, and I took my laptop. I didn't take it out once. How awesome is that? I didn't do anything. It's because I came back to my realization, like, okay, when you clock out, clock out. Because sometimes I would take my work and I would edit up there, which is no biggie. You know, we work and, you know, we're adults. But I really clocked out, and it felt good. It felt great. It was a great weekend. I actually just came in yesterday. Just flew in yesterday. But yeah, like, I was able to really think clearly without being like rushed or being like, yo, like, this is due, or what am I going to do? Like, there, you know, how am I going to pull clients? Like, it's just positive. It was positive, scrambling, you know, thinking about business when I wanted to think about it, you know. And I felt like I clocked in on Monday because we were still in the Bay, but it was Monday and I was like still thinking about business. Because it's Monday, you know, you clock back in. I was able to clock back in mentally, but for the most part, Saturday, Sunday, completely out, hanging out with family. It was dope. You know, that was probably one of the best times I had out in the Bay, was this past weekend, because we did it exactly where I wanted it to be. I was with the people I wanted to be with, and it was perfect, you know? And I feel like that pushed me to be like, this is where I know I'm going to be so comfortable being over there, you know? So it was awesome. Pretty much all of it was awesome. But again, all of that happened because I took a step back and I was like, okay, remember, dude, you got to clock out. You know, I had to remind myself about all these things. What was all the good that came out from Sergio? Okay, do all this again. All right, great. Now that's a step. The next step was, you know, figuring out the problems that I feel like are problems. Say them out loud, try to find a solution. And that's exactly what's happening right now, is I was able to find solutions. And, you know, again, it's like, I was stressed over tax season, figured it out. I was stressed over debts, figuring it out. I was stressed over, you know, transitioning, you know, we want to live, you know, not in San Diego forever. We're figuring that out. And I'm very confident now. It's like just having that conversation with yourself and with your spouse, partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be. You have that conversation out loud. Communication is key. Man, is it so bluntly obvious, and we're told about it all day. But sometimes we just let it go. Sometimes we just don't touch on it because we're too busy stressed. We're too busy freaking out. So, man, like, did that help? And I also threw in a lot of who I was. You know, again, like I said, I don't necessarily do a lot of the past stuff, but I went back and I was like, dude, O-Matic back then, OG Sergio, you're a gamer, man. Like, and it's funny because I still call myself a gamer. Like, I'm very educated in video games, heavily. I know more about video games than most people that still play video games right now, but I don't even play them. I have no time. So I even put my Switch away and my PS4 away. Like, that's as far as I went. I want to get a PS5, but it doesn't matter to me right now. And I can't even afford that right now. Like, too much is in the business and in life in general. And same thing with like an X. I would get an Xbox instead because I know what kind of games I would want to play. But I was like, okay, dude, like, let's play again. I used to do emulators a lot. I used to play classic games. So on my desktop, on the iMac, I was like, bro, this thing has so much power. I can knock out some games in this thing. And what come to figure out, it can run like GameCube games. So I pretty much got a bunch of emulators, Game Boy Advance, GameCube, Nintendo 64, PlayStation. I don't think I got any PS2 games, but pretty much I just got a bunch of games, like not even a ton, just a handful, like ones that I would really, when I play, it feels comfortable. And, you know, there's this like tweet and this like Instagram post and pretty much whatever you want to call it, this piece of media that circles around all the time. And it's like, did you know that you rewatch the same show over and over because like mentally, whatever, it makes you feel comfortable because you're not finding something unexpected. Like, you feel comfortable watching this because you already know what's going to happen. Like, that's why you watch the same shows, like your favorite shows, over and over, because you find comfort in that. And, you know, people are like, no way, whoa. And I was like, yeah, but there's no negative in that. Like, that's bluntly obvious, at least to me. So it's like, that's what nostalgia is you find comfort in and warmth in that. But again, it's like, you can't just stay in the same little circle your whole life. There's just never, ever anything going to come from that. And why am I so like push forward and do more and grow? Because I was in the same circle for years and years until I was like 22, 23. Going on to 24, I feel like almost. I was like around 23 when I broke through and I finally became the person I wanted to become. Because I was in the same circle doing the same thing in the same town or city. What is Myrtle Valley? Myrtle Valley is a city, right? I'm tripping, dog. I'm sorry. Tripping a little bit. Either way, I was in Myrtle Valley my whole life. This is all I did. In the same circle. Of course, no offense to the people in my, you know, my past and past friends. I'm still good, close friends with a few people. But it was boring. It's the same thing over and over. How in the hell are you going to ever become something more if you, I find no passion and beauty in being like, yeah, man, I've been here my whole life in the same Walmart, like down the street on this street and that street, next to that one, you know, sandwich spot that's been here. I get it. There is those people. There is community. There's people that are super passionate about the community, their area, their street. Much love. I get it. That's why there's, you know, I've been seeing it more a lot lately because I'm watching more sports. My girlfriend's a big 49er fan. So watching, you know, super Bay Area fan bases and stuff. I get it. There is people like that, you know, that just love who they are, who they were, whatever. They grew up in this specific location. And I think because I found such a stalemate when I was growing up, I don't ever want to go back there. So, you know, I exploded through it and I never want to go back. I never want to see that. I never want to get as big as I used to be, you know, weight wise. So it's like, that's why I always hit the gym. That's why I'm figuring things out mentally. You know, I'm always trying to figure something out because I never want to be as that depressed ever again. So yeah, and I think that's pretty much the breakthrough I had. And again, right now, voicing, it's like, damn, bro, that makes sense. Like, I never said that out loud until right now. It makes so much sense. I was always, like, picking at it. I was like, why do I always feel that way? But it makes sense. Again, like, no negative to that. Teach their own. You guys all feel your own ways and react, and you find your own solutions. But this is the way I was going about it. So yeah, video games came back. I got back into anime. You know, I'm happy about that too. I like binged a little bit, and then I got again like got lost and just doing normal life and you know, catching up with some projects, a lot of good projects. There's a lot to edit right now, but again, it's like I'm starting to, you know, take time for myself when it comes to my business. So I'm here. Yeah, I hopped into anime. I have a bunch of shows on my list on need to watch stuff. I'm taking baby steps again. I'm no like super anime head. I know everything about it. Not at all. I'm getting back into it. Baby steps. But I'm catching up on My Hero Academia and it's fire. I'm almost done with season two. So pretty good. I want to watch the movies and all that. I just really love that one because that's the one I'm in right now. So I don't like jumping around and watching other episodes of other ones. I'm just going to stick to that one. So that's where I'm at right now. It feels awesome. Doing that, of course, still watching shows and movies, with my girlfriend and really enjoying that. But other than that, like I said, again, it was this as I say it out loud now, it's such simple, like transitions and simple steps, but when your mind is screaming at you and anxiety is at 100 and sleep is deprived, it doesn't sound that simple. It sounds extremely insane. You know, it sounds undoable. And I think that's what the, you know, I want to finish off this episode with is a very simple, it's not as bad as you think. And you will make it out. You will get out of that, you know, bump in the road. You will get out of that darkness. You will get out of that negative mindset. Whatever you want to change, whatever you don't like about what's happening right now in your life, in your circle, it's going to change. It's going to get better. And it's just taking time. Take time with yourself. Be patient with yourself always, always. And I feel like that's what I didn't have for myself is patience. We're humans, we're people, we're individuals. We have emotions and it's okay to feel all of them. You know, it's okay to feel all of them. And I'm coming more to terms with that. It's okay to feel all these emotions. And it's, you know, it's your choice how you want to react to them and feel about them and who you want to become at the end of the day. So yeah, that's pretty much how I want to leave it. Take your time with yourself, be patient, and of course, more strength to you. Always more power. Yeah, I think it is time to get going. I got a lot of things to do and hopefully something in here hits you in the soul positively. I'll catch you guys soon. Later.